proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Earlier today on the regular old show, we were talking about this etiquette expert saying that the five rudest things you can do at the Thanksgiving dinner, what they are. Let's see, showing up late, salting the food before you taste it, criticizing the food, taking uninvited guests, and using your phone was number one. I beg to differ. I can think of a lot of things you could do at the Thanksgiving dinner that are more rude than all of those.
In a second.
I mean, I would think that farting at the table would be top of the list.
Top. Sure. Yeah, number one.
Burping second.
Slapping your wiener on something, on the pumpkin pie. Yeah.
They're just That'd on the super, table. Bam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
That'd be super rude. I mean, here, I know you don't like people using cell phones at the table, but what about that?
What about the being on the table?
I put my nuts in the gravy.
Yeah. Yeah, you teabag the gravy.
You put a little M80 in the gravy. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about, you know, having your way with the turkey. What if they did that at the table?
Yeah.
A cooked turkey.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get burned if they do that with the fried turkey.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But I guess this lady was just trying to come up with the things that, you know, are day-to-day normal behaviors.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, all right, would it be worse if you're somebody at your Thanksgiving dinner burped really loudly? No, I'm saying farted loudly and stinking, or sat there digging in their nose?
Well, I've got one that'll sit there and dig in their nose, so that doesn't really bother me.
But it's a baby, though.
Yeah, right? No, but it...
I'm talking about, like, Uncle Jerry Wayne.
Uncle Jerry Wayne.
Like, you know, second knuckle just...
Yeah, that's... Both are really
bad. I think burping, right? Because you hear it, you smell it.
I don't know. Digging in nose is hard. I think that might ruin my appetite.
Yeah.
Are people blowing burps at you? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I mean, if it's that loud and you're this close to me, like I'm going to.
If it's a belch.
Yeah.
What about when they do and then they just go.
Oh, that is so. That is just beyond.
That is gross.
I'm puking in the gravy.
What about you know, over the pants touching of your partner?
Ooh,
at the table.
OTPHJ?
Yeah.
Of course.
On T-Day? Yeah, that's probably the worst.
Yeah.
You think that would be the worst?
I think that's worse than picking the nose or farting or belching, for like, sure.
To be groping someone?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as bad as farting.
Yeah.
What?
Because, I mean, you don't necessarily have to see... I mean, you can know what's going on, but as long as they're not sitting there moaning and, you know, doing all of that,
right.
Then I don't want to hear anybody and smell anybody farting.
No, just touchy feely, and I don't have to see it. Fine.
What about those well known things where like somebody goes under the table?
Under the table,
right? Yeah, he's talking about porn.
No, I've seen it before.
I've seen it before on porn. Yeah. God.
They've been down there.
I don't even know.
Porn.com.
Yeah, porn.com.
Is that a thing?
I'm sure it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
They've been down there picking up this fork for a long time.
Okay. Well.
But I can't deal with people not having manners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there are a lot of these things that I could, you know, that I would turn my nose up at that wouldn't necessarily bother some people. You know, like y'all said, having, you know, checking your phone all through Thanksgiving dinner is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think so. Yeah. I've got better etiquette than that.
When you have high standards, I get it.
Yeah, I do.
Anything that's I'm going to smell, hear, taste, like it affects me. Like I don't care if you're doing anything, but if it affects me, then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. Would you rather Uncle Jerry Wayne burp loudly,
mm-hmm.
or look at the person who cooked the dressing and say, oh my God, what did you do to this? This tastes like shit.
Oh no.
And just go on and on, like being rude about the way it tastes.
I would prefer him saying that if I didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't make it.
But what if it's your mom? Your mom made the dressing. And Uncle Jerry Wayne's her brother. Or your dad's brother.
Well, you know, I'm going to let them fight this out.
I agree with her on that one.
I'm going to let them fight it out.
Getting in between your parents and their siblings, and like, that's on y'all. I mean, it is disrespectful, but that's
if it was some rando, now me and Jerry Wayne going to fight. But if you're family, y'all figure that out.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're not getting in the middle of it?
No, I mean, I'm not just going to let that slide.
Oh, no. Well.
Especially if it's my dad's sibling coming after my mom like that.
Yeah.
It's not her sister or brother.
Right.
That makes it a little different.
It's a little different.
But I need my dad to step in and be like, that's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Spouse should.
Right. But I'm probably going to beat him to it because my natural reaction.
Yeah.
Would be, stop telling my mom the truth. It's rude.
She can't handle
the
truth.
We know it sucks.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Blessed.
Yeah.
It's dry shit. You're right.
You're not wrong, but you're rude.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. But there are a lot of people who are like that.
Yeah.
That would just go, what'd you do to this? It tastes different than it did last year. It's not as good.
Yeah, they're called shitheads.
That's terrible. Yeah.
You
know how many times I've had to just suck it up and eat? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who's
boyfriend's
cooking?
Parents or whoever. I mean, I've just done it. I mean, just eat it.
Yeah.
You're not eating dog shit. Like, just eat it.
Well, it could be comparable. Yeah.
No.
Rob's family actually does eat dog shit. Yes,
My trauma.
I'm offending somebody in the room.
Don't bring that up. It's my trauma.
Rob, have you ever eaten something that you didn't like? Just to choke it down so you didn't hurt somebody's feelings?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so. I wouldn't think.
See, you have to, though. You have to put on a...
Nuh-uh, well, not Rob.
What I might say is... I'm not hungry right now. I'll get to it later.
Rob, now they know that's a damn lie.
I'm saying if you tasted something, you thought it was going to be okay. Oh. You tasted it, and then you're like, oh, this. Or if somebody fixed your plate and you ate everything but that, and you wouldn't try it.
I would try to sneak it out to the trash can as quick as possible.
Yeah. Or find the dog.
I mean, it's like a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not eating that. I'll sit here. You're going to sit there until you do. Well, I'll be sitting here.
No dessert for you, Rob.
It's just Rob sitting in front of a deviled egg for 8 hours.
Or a Brussels sprout, just like staring at it.
39-year-old Rob is,
You can't pry my mouth open.
Don't even try the airplane trick.
No video games. No phone.
Yep.
Till you eat that.
Taking away your D&D.
This is a prison.
Yeah, I know good and damn well Rob's not going to choke anything down just for somebody's feelings.
No.
No.
No way.
But for D&D, he will.
Nah, I bet he wouldn't. Mm-mm.
No. For somebody to take away, what would you choke it down for?
Nothing. I'm not choking it down. That's the one thing you're not going to get me to sway on. Mm-mm. Now, if I've said, I'll give this a try, and then if I don't like it, you can have the rest. I've done that before. But that's just, I'm not, if they just bring it to me and I don't like it, I'm just going to eat a little bit. The one bite, I don't like it, we're done with it.
Yeah, because he doesn't do things just to spare people's feelings. Mm. If Rob doesn't want to do it, Rob doesn't do it.
You're damn stubborn. Right. Mm. He's a level 16 wizard in Dungeons & Dragons. You think he's just
good? Yeah, and 20's the max level you can be, so I'm almost there.
He's going to be choking down your old half sautéed celery?
I don't think so.
Get out.
He's a king.
No. It's a cleric.
It's a what?
Cleric.
Don't worry about it.
We're getting into the weeds here.
It could be a paladin. It could be a warlock. There's plenty of class options.
Oh, God. I got to go on that.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.